Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Ghosts Don't Eat Potato Chips by Debbie Dady and Marsha Thornton Jones. Narrated by Christine Vam. Chapter 1. Great Aunt Matilda.
"Aw, Grandma," Eddie whined. "Why do I have to go? Great Aunt Matilda doesn't even like me."
Eddie's grandmother sighed. "Because Matilda is my sister, and families take care of each other."
"That old bat never did anything for us,"
Eddie mumbled. Eddie's grandmother thumped him on the head. "That's not the point. She's been by herself since Uncle Jasper died. Now she's sick and needs our help. All you have to do is take her meals to her. You and Howie can take her lunch on your way to the playground." Eddie pulled a baseball cap over his curly red hair and grabbed the dish off the kitchen counter. He didn't complain to his grandmother again, but he slammed the door extra hard on his way out. His best friend Howie was waiting for him at the street corner. "What's that?" Howie asked.
"It's a sick casserole for my great aunt Matilda."
"Don't you mean it's a great casserole for your sick aunt?" Howie asked. Eddie snickered.
"You don't know my grandmother's cooking."
Howie laughed and pulled out a crushed bag of potato chips from his shirt pocket.
"You want some garlic chips?"
"No,
those chips are worse than my grandmother's cooking," Eddie said. "You should get the kind I like."
The two boys headed down a side street with Howie crunching away. In just a few minutes, they stood in front of Aunt Matilda's house. The branches of a huge weeping willow tree dragged to the ground beside the fence. The rusty iron gates squeaked open. Eddie and Howie looked at the big house without saying a word. Dark windows stared down at them as they walked up the crumbling steps to the door.
"This house looks like a reject from an old horror movie,"
Howie whispered. Eddie nodded.
"It's definitely ready for a wrecking ball."
Howie crunched nervously on his potato chips. "Let's hurry up. This place is creepy." Eddie lifted the rusting door knocker and then let it fall with a thud. A window on the second floor creaked open, and a gray-haired woman looked out.
"Who's at my door?"
"It's us," Eddie yelled. "Grandma sent your lunch."
Aunt Matilda wrinkled her nose like she just sucked a lemon.
"Well, hurry and bring it to me, and shut the door behind you."
Then she slammed the window so hard it rattled. Eddie pushed the door open. A musty smell hit him like an ocean wave.
"Phew, it smells like something died in here. Hasn't your Aunt Matilda ever heard of air fresheners?"
Howie asked.
"Old people don't care when things stink," Eddie said.
"Quit that whispering and bring me my lunch,"
Aunt Matilda said from her bedroom.
"An old lady could die of starvation before getting fed by you."
"I'd like to feed her a thing or two,"
Eddie muttered.
"Only it wouldn't be supper."
The two kids stepped around a pile of yellowed newspapers and started up the creaking steps. Eddie's shoelaces slapped the faded carpet, and the boys sidestepped a broken chair in the upstairs hall. Aunt Matilda's room was at the end of the hall on the second floor. Aunt Matilda was sitting up in bed with a box of tissues by her side. Wadded-up tissues were scattered on the floor. Wisps of gray hair hung around her face like spider webs, and her wrinkled skin was the color of old pears. She looked like she had been through World War II instead of the flu. She pointed a bony finger at Eddie.
"I remember you. You're the mean one."
Eddie shrugged.
"It must run in the family."
"Humph,"
Aunt Matilda grunted.
"Who's that with you? I don't know him."
Howie choked on a potato chip.
"I'm Eddie's friend, Howie. Would you like some chips?"
He held out the crumpled bag.
"That's the garlic kind my Jasper always ate. It's probably what killed him."
"Who's Jasper?"
Howie whispered as he stuffed the bag into his shirt pocket.
"My dead uncle,"
Eddie whispered back. Then, before Aunt Matilda could say anything else, Eddie shoved the dish at her.
"Grandma said to ask if you needed anything else."
Aunt Matilda nodded.
"As long as you're here, you can water the garden."
As they walked down the steps,
Eddie and Howie heard Aunt Matilda blowing her nose.
I never knew you had a crazy aunt, Howie said. She's not half as crazy as Uncle Jasper was, Eddie said as he pushed open the back door. We're just lucky he's not around anymore.
Chapter 2. Weed Soup.
I can't believe she calls this a garden, Eddie said, shaking his head. It's just a bunch of weeds.
I bet your Aunt Matilda uses it to make weed soup. Howie laughed as he helped drag a garden hose between the gnarled trees.
Crabgrass salad, too, Eddie giggled as he tried to turn on the water. Something's wrong with this faucet.
Let me try, Howie said, dropping his bag of potato chips on an old picnic table.
No, if I can't get it, you sure can't.
Eddie didn't get a chance to try again because Aunt Matilda's screech interrupted them.
Did you expect me to eat this with my fingers? She yelled from the window. Bring me a fork and a glass of water.
Eddie shoved the hose at Howie.
You'll have to water the garden while I go water Aunt Matilda.
Howie looked at the old house as his friend disappeared inside. Several windows were broken, and wood was nailed over the empty spaces. The attic window was so high Howie had to tilt his head back to see it. What Howie saw made him freeze. Someone was staring down from the attic window. Howie rubbed his eyes and looked again. No one was there. That's strange, Howie muttered.
You're strange, Eddie said as he came out the back door. If you don't watch out, a bird will get you in the eye.
Howie ignored Eddie's remark. Were you just in the attic? Eddie grabbed the hose from Howie.
I don't even know how to get to the attic of this joint.
Does anyone else live here? Howie asked.
Just my crazy aunt.
Eddie tried to twist the water spigot.
Why do you care?
Maybe we'd better call the police, because I just saw someone in the attic. Howie pointed to the small window at the top of the house. Eddie stared at the window for a few minutes and then laughed.
Don't be silly. It was just a shadow from those big trees.
Howie looked at the window again, but he didn't see anything because Eddie finally got the hose on and squirted Howie right in the face.
Cut it out!
Howie yelled. Eddie laughed.
I thought you might like to cool off.
Howie backed away from the weed patch. If you don't quit it, I'm going to the playground without you.
Okay, I'll stop it if you'll wait for me.
As Eddie squirted the plants, Howie went to get his potato chips. Instead, he found an empty chip bag.
Who said you could eat all my chips? I told you, I hate garlic chips, Eddie said.
Howie looked under the old picnic table and gulped.
Eddie, come here.
Eddie dropped the hose and walked over to the picnic table.
What do you want?
He asked. Howie pointed.
Look under there.
Eddie shook his head, but he glanced under the table.
So you spilled your chips. What's the big deal?
Howie banged his hand on the table.
Look, Eddie. Really look. This is important.
Okay, okay. Keep your eyeballs glued on. Eddie looked again.
Hey, the chips are letters. A-T-T-I-C.
What's that spell?
Attic! Howie yelled at Eddie. Somebody spelled out attic.
Eddie shrugged.
It's just a coincidence. Either that or Aunt Matilda has smart ants in her yard.
With that, Eddie stepped on the chips and smashed them to tiny pieces. Howie looked back up at the attic window. It was still empty. Maybe it had been a shadow. But what if it hadn't?
Chapter 3. Smarty Pants.
Eddie caught up with Howie at the oak tree on the playground. The giant tree made a perfect Saturday morning meeting place for the kids from Bailey Elementary School. Two other third graders, Liza and Melody, were waiting for them. Liza giggled and pushed back her blonde hair.
What happened to you?
It looks like you've been slimed by the Loch Ness Monster, Melody said.
Howie squeezed his t-shirt and water oozed into his tennis shoes. Hosehead tried to squirt me into the next county.
I was just trying to cool you off, Eddie told him. After all, you were so hot you were seeing things.
What's he talking about?
Melody asked. Howie shook his wet head and splattered water on his friends.
I saw someone looking out his crazy aunt's window.
He also saw potato chips so smart they could win a spelling bee, Eddie laughed.
Howie's face turned red. Maybe the chips were a coincidence, but there really was somebody in the attic.
It was probably Eddie's aunt, Melody told Howie.
No, she's sick in bed, Howie said. And she lives all by herself.
Liza touched Eddie on his shoulder.
I didn't know your sweet aunt was sick.
There's nothing sweet about that, old bat, Eddie snickered.
Eddie, you shouldn't talk about sick people like that,
Liza said.
You guys are missing the point, Howie interrupted. What if there really is somebody hiding up in that attic?
No one's up there except in your loony imagination,
Eddie laughed.
I told you, it was just the tree's shadow.
It couldn't be a shadow,
Melody told them.
How do you know that, Miss Smarty Pants? Eddie asked. You weren't there.
It's been cloudy all day, Melody snapped. You can't have shadows without sun.
Howie pointed a finger at Eddie. She's right.
Maybe you better call the police, Liza said.
Police don't chase shadows, Eddie laughed.
But there could be a crazy lunatic just waiting for the chance to rob your aunt, said Howie.
Eddie shook his head.
Nobody would want to rob my aunt. She's so poor she can't even afford to fix up her house.
Still, wouldn't you feel terrible if something happened to your aunt and you didn't help her?
Liza asked. Howie nodded. At least tell her.
But we just got here, Eddie snapped. We'll tell her later.
Stop thinking about yourself, Liza said. You better warn her now before something awful happens.
Something awful has happened, Eddie said. I listened to my silly friends. If you goody-goodies are so worried about Aunt Matilda, you can go with me. Meet me at her house at 7 o'clock when I take supper to her. And don't be late.
His friends watched Eddie stomp away from the tree toward some boys playing softball.
Are you sure there was someone at that window?
Melody asked Howie.
I know what I saw,
Howie said slowly.
And it was no shadow.
Chapter 4. The Legend. At 7 o'clock, Eddie, Howie, Liza, and Melody stared up at the attic window. Liza's eyes were big and round.
You didn't tell me your aunt lives in a haunted house.
You're as bad as Howie, Eddie told her. Next, you'll be seeing things, too.
Don't you know the legend behind this house?
Liza asked.
3 years ago, weird things started happening at all hours of the night. Strange lights and funny noises came from the attic.
What kind of noises? Melody asked.
Ghostly footsteps,
Liza said seriously.
And whistling.
That's all stupid nonsense, Eddie interrupted.
It is not, Liza snapped. My dad told me that ghosts can't rest if something they did during their lives is causing loved ones to suffer. They're doomed to wander until someone rights the wrong for them.
Eddie shook his head and pushed open the squeaky gate.
Then you'll never rest because you're always making me suffer.
But maybe that's what Howie saw,
Liza said firmly.
What? Melody asked. A ghost,
Liza whispered.
And maybe your head is full of Rice Krispies,
Eddie muttered to himself as he headed up the sidewalk.
My aunt may be crazy, Eddie told them on the porch, but she's no ghost.
How can you be sure? Melody asked.
Because you have to be dead to be a ghost, and Great Aunt Matilda is too mean to die,
Eddie joked as he banged on the front door. Just like before, the second floor window creaked open, and Aunt Matilda peered down at them.
Quit that racket! How's a sick woman supposed to get any rest with you pounding on the door?
Eddie held up his grandmother's casserole dish.
Should I just throw this in the trash?
What? And let me starve? Aunt Matilda snapped. Bring it up here and don't be all day about it.
I told you she was crazy,
Howie whispered to Liza as they went in the house.
She's not crazy, Liza said. She's just cranky because she doesn't feel well.
Then she hasn't felt well since 1942,
Eddie said as he led them to his aunt's bedroom. Aunt Matilda was still in bed. Her covers looked like a warthog had been rooting in them, and the mound of used tissues on the floor had grown a foot. Aunt Matilda reached out her hands for the casserole dish and fork.
"How many kids does it take to bring an old woman dinner?"
Liza smiled. "My name is Liza, and this is Melody. It's nice to meet you."
"Humph,"
Aunt Matilda said as she dug into her dinner. "We came to tell you something," Melody added. But she never got the chance because Aunt Matilda took a big bite of casserole and spit it out all over the bed.
"I can't eat this. It's as cold as a park bench in February. You'll have to heat it up in the oven."
"We'd be happy to,"
Liza chirped as she picked up the cold dish. Her three friends followed her out of the room. Aunt Matilda called after them.
"Come back up here while it's heating so I can keep an eye on you."
The kids hurried to the kitchen.
"I've got better things to do than play nursemaid to an old grouch," Eddie complained.
"No, Eddie, you shouldn't talk about your great aunt that way. It won't take long to heat this up. Then we can tell her about the attic,"
Liza said. "How do you work this stove anyway?" Melody asked.
"Do I look like Betty Crocker? I've never used an oven in my life," Eddie admitted.
"Me neither," Howie said. Eddie twirled the knob.
"My grandmother does it all the time, so it can't be that hard."
Liza stuck the casserole in the oven and they went back upstairs. They were in the upstairs hall when they heard it.
Thump. "Listen,"
Howie hissed. The four kids stood in the middle of the dusty hallway.
"It sounds like something fell over in the attic. Thump, thump, thump."
"It sounds like footsteps to me,"
Melody whispered.
"Somebody is up there. Or else it's the ghost."
Liza gulped as she started backing down the hall. Melody grabbed Liza's arm.
"We've got to warn Aunt Matilda."
"Calm down," Eddie laughed. "It's probably just rats."
"I've never heard rats whistle," Howie said hoarsely, as a high-pitched melody floated down from above. Chapter 5. Up in Smoke.
"Did you hear that?"
Liza asked as they burst into the bedroom. Aunt Matilda was busy shuffling a deck of cards like a professional card shark.
"Hear what?"
she asked.
"It sounds like someone is in the attic," Melody told her. "We heard footsteps and whistling."
Aunt Matilda shrugged.
"There are always creaks in an old house like this."
"But this afternoon I saw a face in the attic window," Howie said. "Maybe we should take a look around upstairs, just to be sure."
"Humph! Nobody's going up in that attic,"
Aunt Matilda said firmly.
"Jasper was the only one who ever went up there. It's been 3 years since he died, and that creaky floor's probably not safe anymore."
"Are you sure it's just old floorboards?" Liza asked.
"Of course,"
Aunt Matilda snapped.
"Now, I've had enough of your silly talk. I want to play cards."
The four kids looked at each other and shrugged. If Aunt Matilda wasn't worried, maybe they shouldn't be either. Liza clapped her hands.
"Oh, I just love to play go fish."
"Fish,"
Aunt Matilda bellowed.
"I was thinking more about poker." "Now you're talking,"
Eddie smiled. The kids stared because Aunt Matilda dealt the cards with the speed of a machine gun. It wasn't long before the five of them were playing blackjack and three-card Monty.
"How's an old lady like you learn to be such a good poker player?" Melody asked after Aunt Matilda had won another game.
"That's one good thing about being old. I know a lot more than little snots like you."
Aunt Matilda laughed. Liza giggled along with her. Eddie even laughed as he grabbed the cards to deal a new game. Howie sniffed the air.
"Do you smell something funny?"
"The casserole!"
Melody gasped.
"You're burning down my house!"
Aunt Matilda screamed as the kids rushed out of the room. The kitchen was filled with so much smoke that none of the kids noticed the dark shadow by the refrigerator.
"Turn off the oven!"
Eddie hollered, grabbing a pot holder. Melody reached for the dial and froze.
"It is off." "Right. This burned all by itself,"
Eddie snapped, opening the oven door. Black smoke billowed out and Liza coughed. Eddie dropped the crispy casserole into the kitchen sink.
Oh, no.
Melody choked when she saw the black mess.
There's no way your Aunt Matilda will eat this,
Howie said, holding his nose. Liza took an old dish towel and started fanning the smoke.
We can't let her starve to death.
Aunt Matilda screamed from the top of the stairs. What are you ruffians trying to do? Cook me alive! Eddie looked at Liza. Maybe we should let her starve.
I like your aunt. After all, she did teach us to play poker,
Melody said. We've got to tell her what happened, Howie said. Tell me what? Aunt Matilda snapped as she shuffled into the kitchen. Liza reached out for Aunt Matilda's arm.
You shouldn't be out of bed.
I couldn't let you barbecue me, Aunt Matilda coughed. I suppose you've ruined my supper, she said.
Well, Eddie stammered, it did get a little well done.
Smells to me like it burned to kingdom come.
Aunt Matilda wheezed as she pulled an ancient black coin purse from her robe pocket.
Eddie, you'll have to clean this up and open the windows to let all that smoke out. The rest of you can get my supper. I guess I'll have to pay for it. You kids must think I'm made of money.
Aunt Matilda dug into the coin purse with her long, bony fingers. Slowly, she pulled out several crumpled bills.
I'd better give you money to buy something. If you don't, you'll eat mine before you get back here.
We wouldn't do that, Liza insisted.
Humph. Aunt Matilda snorted. Make sure you don't. Hurry to that fast food joint around the corner.
You mean Burger Doodle? Melody asked. Aunt Matilda nodded.
That's the one. Jasper loved their double onion doodle burgers and those garlic chips. Pick me up some and get something for yourselves.
We'll be glad to get your dinner, Liza said. You'd better get back to bed before you start coughing again.
Humph, Aunt Matilda said as she left the room. Just don't take all day to do it.
Eddie walked with his friends to the front door.
Will you clean up the kitchen for me?
Eddie said to Melody. She's your aunt, Melody smiled as she opened the door. You clean it up, but we'll bring you back a doodle gum shake.
Bring me three,
Eddie ordered. Quit being so greedy, Liza told him.
Well, make it fast or she'll have us running errands all night.
She's not that bad, Liza said.
My aunt is as rotten as those double onion doodle burgers,
Eddie said.
Aunt Matilda and Uncle Jasper are the only people I've ever known who actually ate them.
Melody giggled. But those doodle gum shakes are the best in town.
And I like the garlic chips,
Howie yelled as he started running.
Last one there is a slimy doodle burger.
Eddie watched his friends race down the street. He closed the door and went back to the kitchen. When he got there, the casserole dish was already sparkling clean, and the windows were wide open. Chapter 6. Double Onion Doodle Burgers and Garlic Potato Chips. Howie opened a new bag of garlic chips as the three kids opened the rusty gate in front of Aunt Matilda's house.
Phew, those double onion doodle burgers stink.
Melody held up the greasy paper bag. You're right. You can smell these 3 miles away. Liza held her nose and ran away from the burgers.
Get those away from me!
But Melody couldn't resist teasing Liza a little bit. She chased her around the house. Howie was still in the front yard munching his chips when he heard Melody scream. When he got to the backyard, Melody was face down on the ground. What happened? He asked. Melody lifted her face out of the grass.
I tripped over a stupid tree root, she said.
Howie grabbed an arm to pull her up. Are you okay?
I'm all right,
Melody sat up. But I'm afraid these doodle burgers are squished. They're flatter than a rattlesnake run over by a 2-ton semi-truck.
We'll have to fluff them up a little,
Liza said.
They're hamburgers, Melody said, not pillows.
They didn't see the dark shadow as Howie picked up the smashed bag and headed inside. If anybody can fix these burgers, I can, he said as he dumped the garlic chips on the kitchen table. Then he put the burgers onto a cracked plate and patted them with his hands.
Maybe she won't notice,
Liza suggested. If you ask me, Howie told them with a grin, they look better than they usually do.
"What's taking you guys so long?"
Eddie asked as he clomped down the stairs.
"Aunt Matilda is starving, and I'm tired of getting beat at poker. By the way, you really had me tricked. I just can't figure out when you did it."
"What are you talking about?" Howie asked.
"When you cleaned up the casserole catastrophe," Eddie said.
His three friends glanced at each other.
"We didn't touch that mess," Melody said slowly.
"Well, if you didn't clean it up and I didn't clean it up, then who did?"
Eddie asked as he turned and grabbed the plate off the counter.
"Hey, who bit the burger?"
His three friends stared at the half-eaten burger. "Not me," they all said at once.
"Look, someone's been eating the garlic chips, too," Melody said.
"And they're all over the floor,"
Liza said.
"What will we tell Aunt Matilda?"
"No problem," Eddie said. "We'll just put them back on the plate. Aunt Matilda will never know."
The four kids picked up the chips that were scattered on the kitchen floor. "There's more out in the hall," Melody said.
"It's a garlic chip trail," Howie said quietly.
The trail led them to an open door at the top of the stairs. A cold draft made Liza shiver.
"That must be the attic. It's as if someone's trying to lead us up there."
"With potato chips?" Eddie laughed.
"How did the door get opened?" Melody whispered. "I'm sure it wasn't open before."
Eddie didn't have time to answer.
"I'm going to call the police if you don't bring me some food. I'm about to pass out from hunger up here,"
Aunt Matilda screamed from her room.
"Sounds to me like she has plenty of strength left," Eddie muttered.
He closed the attic door and stomped into Aunt Matilda's room with his three friends following. Aunt Matilda grabbed the plate and started wolfing down a slimy doodle burger. Grease from the burger oozed down her bony fingers.
"That's so disgusting," Melody whispered. "At least she didn't notice they were squished,"
Liza whispered back. But Howie did notice something. A picture on Great Aunt Matilda's nightstand.
"Look at the man in that picture," Howie said softly to Eddie. "That's the man in the attic window."
Eddie looked at the picture.
"Don't be silly. That's my Uncle Jasper. And he's dead."
Chapter 7. Uncle Jasper?
"It's true," Howie told his friends. "The man in the window looks just like Uncle Jasper. He was even wearing the same hat."
The four kids were under the oak tree. Thick storm clouds hung low in the sky.
"What a strange coincidence," Melody said. "What's really weird is that Jasper liked doodle burgers," Liza pointed out, "and somebody took a bite out of one of ours."
"And someone nibbled on my garlic potato chips,"
Howie added. Eddie laughed.
"And my aunt thought only Uncle Jasper liked garlic chips and doodle burgers."
"If I didn't know better," Liza said, "I'd say Jasper is a ghost, and he's living in the attic."
Her three friends stared at her for a second before they burst into a fit of giggles.
"And Aunt Matilda's really Joan of Arc,"
Eddie snickered.
Liza got mad. "This is nothing to laugh about."
"You have to admit," Melody said slowly, "it is sort of spooky." Howie nodded.
"After all, somebody did spell out the word attic with my garlic chips."
"Big deal," Eddie said.
"It doesn't take a college degree to spell."
"Well, explain the trail of garlic chips leading to the attic and the footsteps we heard up there," Melody demanded.
Eddie fell on the ground laughing.
"You guys have sawdust for brains. You've been reading too many ghost stories."
"Ghosts are white and float through walls," Howie added.
"Yeah,"
Eddie laughed.
"And they definitely don't eat potato chips."
Melody put her hands on her hips.
"If you're so sure, you'll go up in the attic and prove there's no ghost."
"But Aunt Matilda said the attic's not safe," Liza said.
"Nothing can stop me from going up there," Eddie bragged. "Not even Aunt Matilda."
Chapter 8. Ghost Hunt.
"Why do we have to go tonight?" Melody asked.
The four kids were standing in front of Aunt Matilda's house. The wind was blowing the leaves, causing a strange rustling sound.
We have to go when she's asleep, don't we?
Eddie swung the gate open.
We're here. Let's get...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?